You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So Father, I come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, and I ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over the session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, shift, change, move, do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your rest, your peace, your increase, your victory in every area of our lives. And we call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. And all in agreement say, amen. We just came off of fast. So just want to let you guys know that some habits are broken when you do your fast. Okay, for those who think it's strange, I was addicted to 100 calories of vanilla wafer cookies every day. Had to have it. Had to have it. So I just want to let you know, what Oprah say? You win a car, you win a car, you win a cookie, you win a cookie. So I just want to let y'all know that I'm free of these cookies. Amen, amen, amen. So we can put them in the, out there in the foyer. Unless y'all want something there, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook? Oh, you. Nicole said she wanted the cookie over there. She wanted the cookie over there. All right. So y'all check with Nicole on the cookies. All right, so we're starting a new message today. Remember, we've been talking about finishing strong? So this is an off-branch of finishing strong. And this is called spiritual growth. So we got a video that I want to show, and then we're going to ask a little quiz about growth, spiritual growth. Okay? All right? Jazz, you ready? Okay. She's going to give a synopsis.
So we're going to watch a quick clip from Coach Carter, and I just want to bring out a scripture. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So pay attention to the clip, and we have some questions afterwards.
Sir, they can cut the chain off the door, but they can't make us play.
We've decided we're gonna finish what you started, sir.
Yeah, so leave us be, coach. We got shit to do, sir.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others. Sir, I just want to say thank you. You saved my life.
Thank you, sirs. All of you.
We can show a movie in church. Is that okay? Is that okay? If we get the point across? All right, so what stood out to you? We're talking about spiritual growth. Talking about finishing strong. And it's a conversational church, so if you got something to say, raise your hand, and we'll get a mic in your hand. I got one here.
Something that stood out to me was when the young man said that, because we'll cut the chains off the door, and it made me think of where there's a will, there's always a way. Okay. You just got to want it bad enough.
Okay, all right. Want it bad enough. Who else? Got one here. Go ahead, Corey.
Like in that movie, like Samuel Jackson, Coach Carter, like he asked him about 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
What is your deepest fear? And nobody never had a response until he looked it up. What was his deepest fear? Or I'm sorry, what was that poem?
Okay.
Saying. So we just go to show you, it really doesn't matter. It can be one word or one knowing or one quote that could just change somebody's whole life.
Okay. All right. Wayne.
Think that you're scared of something that your inadequacy is, but like our potential, our success is what scares us the most because we know that we have to be held accountable and responsible, and we won't be like everybody else.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Will?
I think for me, especially when the guy did the quote and then he said, "You saved my life," I think that it was about just overcoming the challenges of their lives. And with that being said, I actually saw the whole movie recently, so okay. I was getting some of the other parts that would piece together that particular part. So if you guys get a chance, watch it again, because it's a great, 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 great movie. And,
okay.
And that thing was just, again, overcoming challenges.
Okay.
And Coach Carter, just because of what he taught, you know, saved this guy's life. And the team realized that they're all part of one team.
Okay.
Individuals have different skills and talents, but it makes up the whole body, just like we make up the whole body of CGM.
Okay. Amen. Got one here. Right, write this down. Let me say it first. There is no growth without risk. Everybody wants it safe, but there is no growth without risk. Can't grow if you're at the same place thinking the same thing.
Okay. When they said that when you conquer your fears, that you give others the liberty, when they see the light that shines in you because you have overcome your fears, it gives them the liberty to and the freedom to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then he said, I want to thank you, Coach, and I just want to say thank you, Pastor, for helping me to conquer my fears.
Glory to God. You're welcome. That being said, I want to thank you guys. There's three creeds to our ministry: edifying, enriching, and transforming. Edifying, enriching, and transforming. So those that text me, please stand. During this difficult, challenging time, please stand. Audrey, you text me. Y'all know who texts you, right? So I just want to thank those that edified me and my family by texting us, by bringing us food. It really meant a lot. I just want to take time to hug you, because you don't know how much it meant. When you're fighting, you got to know who's in your corner. Shane, you text me. Get your little spidey up here. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Jay. And Miss Rollins, vegetarian, she even cooked this meat. She cooked it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Is that stepping out the box? Is that stepping out the box? Did she step out the box? Okay. And who else brought some food? Thank you. And Porter, he's bringing food to the hospital today. Come on, man. Thank you, brother. Troublemaker of the church even text me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me text. Let me hug her first. Okay. We believe in having fun at church. Is that okay with y'all? Young lady, I think you text my wife and asked her, could you bring snacks today? Can you please stand? All right, thank you. Amen? And we want to thank those that prayed for us, because we needed your prayer. So, I'm going to go ahead and start teaching now. So, what did I say right there? There's no growth without risk. Write this down. Growth is uncomfortable. What would be uncomfortable about growth? Why would growth be uncomfortable? Got one here and one in the back. Why would growth be uncomfortable?
New territory.
New territory. And what are you afraid of with that? What would a person be afraid of? With
the unknown.
The unknown. Okay. All right. In the back?
Afraid of change and losing your contentment where you are.
Okay. Contentment. Got one here.
You know, I'm a visual person, so I think about growth in terms of every lady who has stretch marks in the building.
Okay.
We know that there's an uncomfortableness that comes with growth, even if you've not had a child, but especially if you've had a child.
Okay.
There's marks that come with that growth.
Ooh, go ahead. Okay, all right. Doc?
We're afraid of failure.
Afraid of failure. And what does failure say? Y'all know failure talk to you, don't you? So let's find out what failure says. Go ahead, Doc. What does failure say to you?
I can't do this.
Okay, I can't do this.
I've seen others do it that are better than me.
Okay, all right.
And I can't do it.
I can't do it, okay?
Not good enough.
Who else? We get naked up in here, so just want to let you know. What else? You got one here? What does failure say to you? Because failure talk. It talks real loud. It starts out real low, and then it accelerates.
I tried before, and I failed, so what's the use of doing again?
And I failed. What else? Got one over here? Coming your way.
Who do you think you are?
Ooh. Yeah, y'all heard that one before? Yeah. That one get kind of loud, too, though. Yeah. That's almost like cuss words, the way it said. Yeah. I got one here.
You know others can do better than you.
Oh, you know others can do better than you. Anybody else?
This sucks.
Oh, this sucks. Okay. Yes, sir. She went there, didn't she? Thank you, Modesty, for your transparency. All right, so this is a long scripture, but it got a whole lot of stuff in it. So what is spiritual growth? If I'm asking you to grow spiritually, then you need to know what it is, right? So it says, His divine power has given us some things. Y'all sure? Because aren't you still believing for a husband, those that are single? You mean to tell me he has already given you one? Are you believing for a mate? You believing for a job? He says, I has given. His divine power. What power? His divine power. So his divine power is not limited by us. It's not limited by us. If it's divine, that means that he encompasses everything that is necessary for you to move forward. But has is past tense. So whatever you need, he already gave it to you. Everything we need for life and godliness. So there's two separate words. Life. So he knows everything there is to know about you, everything to know about the decisions you're about to make, and whether you want to walk in the freedom that he has already given you. Godliness, through our knowledge of him. So how are we going to get that knowledge? Him. So write this down. Knowledge is accumulation of facts. Wisdom is how to use those facts. You heard people, they say that they are, we're kind of good, they real smart and book smart, no common sense. That's where they need the wisdom. They need, now that I got the book, let me get the wisdom. Okay? Who called us by his own glory and goodness has given us everything. Whatever you have, he gave you more. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises. Is that past tense? Has given us his very great and precious promises. Not baby promises, but precious promises. So health is a promise. Financial abundance is a promise. If we're not walking in it, we need to ask him, what is it that I need to do to enter those promises that you gave me, have given me? Okay? So that through them, you may participate in the divine nature. He keeps talking about divine nature. That means that's not our nature. When we accept Christ, we get a new nature. And that new nature thinks different, acts different, responds different, moves different, prays different. Divine nature escaped the corruption in the world caused by our evil desires. So what kind of evil desires are there out there? I mean, since y'all free, y'all want to talk about y'all old stuff? Yeah, let's talk about the old stuff. You know, vanilla wafer was old stuff for me. Okay? What else? What other desires did he deliver us from? I don't have no children here, right? Did he deliver people from porn? Will he do that? I mean, God will do that for us?
Selfishness,
okay? What else he deliver us from? Anybody got delivered from anger? I mean, rage. Yeah, hallelujah, glory to God.
I was going to say deliver from alcohol.
Alcohol? Lust?
Envy.
Lust and envy? Okay. What else? This side, hold it over here. What's going on over here? What else he delivers from? Got one right here. Yes, ma'am.
Bitterness,
okay. What did bitterness say? I'm always interested in what certain words say to you.
Bitterness for me would, anger and hatred.
Okay,
And accusations.
Okay, all right. Yes, ma'am.
Worry.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Unforgiveness.
Okay. Anybody else? Got one in the back.
Anger.
Abandonment.
Abandonment, okay. For this very reason, make every effort to add to. So what kind of effort we got? So that's not a little bit of effort. Am I supposed to make that effort when I'm tired? Am I supposed to make that effort when I'm angry? What other excuses we come forth that we don't want to make the effort? Because he said make every effort. You don't know what she did to me. I'm still supposed to make the effort. I didn't get the food that I ordered. Still supposed to make the effort. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness. And to goodness, knowledge. And to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. So that's a lot of different categories in there, guys. So in order to grow spiritually, we have to add to what we already have. You follow me? We just can't stay where we are. We got to add to what we already have. And then if you're wondering why certain things haven't manifested, you need to just go back and ask, well, Lord, which one of these are missing? Because you said make every effort. For if you possess these qualities. What qualities? Who saying that? Who saying that? Who talking to me? Can give a mic. For this reason, make every effort to add. Go ahead and read it for me, sister.
The goodness, uh-huh. Knowledge, okay. Self-control. Perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, godliness, love.
So most Christians get caught up on that perseverance part. I tried for how long? How long have we tried? I tried for 2 days. Been in debt 40 years, but I tried 2 days to do a budget. What happened to the budget? God didn't deliver me in 2 days, but I've been in debt for how long? I've been believed for a mate for how long? I prayed yesterday, and I didn't see him today. Finish strong, guys. When do you stop thanking God? When it manifests. When do you stop thanking God? When it manifests. For if you possess these qualities in increasing, he asked us to do something else. Say, in increasing measure, you don't just have these, you got to increase in them. So if I was going forth yesterday, I can't use yesterday's going forth to manifest today's promises. So I should be stronger today than I was yesterday. Amen? Yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you stronger? Neighbor, are you stronger? What your neighbor say? Neighbor say, yeah. Okay? All right. Increasing measure. Think about it. Write this down. God takes us from glory to glory. That's perseverance to perseverance. You follow me? He takes us from glory to glory. So he don't leave us. Everything God designed grows up. Plant a seed, it goes, it goes down, right? No, it goes up. Tree go up. Everything he designed, you have a sperm, and I can tell you it grows up. Amen? I mean, y'all know kids grow in the summertime, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, we would buy pants for Jazz and little skirts and all that kind of stuff, and then summertime hit. And I mean, you know, they go like 6 inches. I mean, you know, they'd be flooding. Now floods in style. I mean, everybody think it's okay to have your pants way up. But anyway, we used to get teased about that. How many of y'all got teased about floods? See, y'all look around, those who don't understand what a flood is. Floods. High water. Oh, yeah. You know, they be way up by that like it. Okay. They didn't know you had borrowed your brother's pants. I don't know how many about y'all, but we didn't get a whole lot of clothes. Did y'all get a whole lot of clothes? I know the new generation, y'all got a whole wardrobe. For Christmas, we got two pair of jeans and 2 shirts. And you just mix and match. Am I lying on anybody? But the new generation, shoot, man. Shoot, man, they get stuff. Cause how old was a grandkid when we asked them what they wanted for Christmas? And they said a 42-inch TV. Yes, sir. And an iPhone. How many of y'all grandkids say? 9 years old. Ask the grandkids, say, what you want for Christmas? Miss Thornton, I asked him. He said a 42-inch TV. I'm looking at my wall. I don't have a 42-inch TV. Say, bro, I'm going to tell you in advance, it's not going to happen. See, Jazz in college, we bought her 27-inch. Yeah. It was 20-inch. That's a flat screen TV. She said she wanted a flat screen. We bought a flat screen. That's it. All her other roommates had TV like that, boy. Say, Dad, you better be thankful you got that. But anyway, increasing measure. So know that you can't stay at the same place. Ooh. So this is what increasing measure look like. Nicole Wayne, stand up for a second. So, Nicole, you got. Okay. Wayne, you coming this way. She liked that thing, too. Okay. So, in order to get what God has for Wayne, he has to increase his measure. So, God's right here, but Wayne's measure is only to right here. Wayne, you can come on up to right here. Now, in order to get God's promises, Wayne has to be at this measure. So, guess who determines how long he stays here? Can you have a seat? So we determine whether that measure increases. Follow me? Because it already gave us the code right here. This is all you got to add to. So find out where you are. Well, I got some goodness going on, but I need knowledge. Well, then add knowledge. Well, I got knowledge, but I need self-control. You follow me? So just ask the Holy Spirit, where am I lacking? And then add to it. See, he never asked us to do this by ourselves. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. All we do is say, Holy Spirit, help me operate in self-control. Okay? Anyway, they will keep you from being ineffective. I'm loving it. So all those things say that if you have an increased measure, then they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. You think about where you are and whether you are productive or unproductive. You ask the Holy Spirit, what area of those am I lacking? Because how many of us want to be productive? See, as believers, we are the light of the world, so we should shine where nobody else shines. We are the answer to a lot of problems. In your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the main thing is you want to spiritually grow, and I'm going to go over steps. Y'all know it's going to take me about 5-6 weeks, but I get you there, all right? But we want to stop being ineffective and unproductive. Someone calls on us to solve an issue at our job, who should solve it? Oh, just give me a minute. You step away, you and the Holy Spirit talk about, the Holy Spirit knows all the stuff. He knows everything. Spiritual growth includes, y'all ready to find out what spiritual growth includes? Increasing in our knowledge and understanding of God's word. So in order to increase in God's word, we got to read his word. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but when the last time some of us read the Bible? Don't raise your hand. Don't say it. Read the Bible at church on Sunday or happy hour on Thursday when the pastor turns to the scripture. What stops us from spending time in his word? Don't talk to me. Just raise your hand. What stops us? If you don't want to talk about what stops you, talk about somebody else. You know, I know the reason why they don't read.
Business, wrong translation.
Okay. What do you mean wrong translation?
I don't know why. Anyway, so some people can't understand the King James Version.
Okay.
Some people
okay.
understand the Amplified or the
okay.
Message better.
Okay.
And unfortunately, some people, grateful for you that okay. you use different translations for different crowds or different people to understand it better.
Okay.
So definitely translation piece.
Translation. Okay. Who else?
No excuse now.
Now there's no excuse. Okay.
Something that had kept me from reading God's word consistently in the past. I mean, it all changed after the fast. And I think I told you that something clicked in my brain to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto me. The reason that I wasn't doing it consistently before, because I didn't make it the first thing that I did in the morning. It would come after I finished dressing, putting on my makeup, okay, figuring out what I'm putting on. Now, before I set foot out of the bed, mm-hmm, I don't have the literal Bible, okay, open, but I have my app that has the Bible on it. Okay. So just by making it first.
Okay, gotcha. So write this down. Let me say it first. I've done research, and research says that it's a lot quicker to obtain your goals by using one word than it is by using sentences. So what she did was she heard me say, God told me, he said first. And I knew what he meant. He wanted me to put him first by reading his word. So you can find out what that word is that you need to use. And research is showing that all you need is a word. Just come with one word, and that works. Because we want to get complicated, right? Isn't it amazing we get complicated enough where we can't even follow it? What if that's a defense mechanism? Make it so complicated that you can't follow it.
So, I know the word says meditate on his word day and night.
Okay.
But me, I can't really read the Bible at night.
Okay.
I got to do it in the morning. And if I don't do it in the morning, I know I'm not going to get it done.
Okay.
And one thing that helps me, I do like these like 4 or 7 or 38 plans.
Okay. All right.
And it'll focus on a subject for that however many days it is.
Okay. All right. So you pick subjects. Okay. Mitch?
The reason for...
Is you on?
No, I am.
Uh-huh.
One never knows. Unless I'm plugged into a 220, I'm not. Okay. That's okay. No. Laziness.
Laziness. Okay. Okay. All
you
right.
Just, okay, I don't feel like getting out of bed at the clock at 5 in the morning. Okay. But just pure laziness.
Okay. All right. Okay. Laziness. What else? And so let me just make it clear. Just make this clear. As long as you're reading the word, it doesn't matter what the format is. In the Old Testament, it says that they had tablets, right? I'm just saying. Is that what it said in the Bible? They had tablets. God know everything. He knew. He knew the iPad was coming way back there. So, guys, don't think that because you're reading the word on your phone that this is not spiritual. God's word is alive. So don't let nobody, I don't remember the last time I picked up a Bible. It's in my tablet. Follow me? So just tell them mind their own business. Amen? Anybody else? I mean, serious, guys, there's condemnation out there about that. When the last time you picked up the real word? I thought what I was reading was the real word. Yes, ma'am?
Distractions,
okay. What else stops us from reading the word? Got one here?
Pride.
And pride says what?
If I know everything, it's no need in looking the Bible.
Ooh, go ahead. Okay. How many of y'all agree with that? Go ahead. Look, they have see, you talk about pride. It's just me. Okay. Marty doing her like it. Marty raising her hand like it. Like. If I know everything, why I need to talk to him, look at him, read him? It's good. All right, so in order to grow, go ahead.
Well, sometimes you don't want to read it because you don't want to change.
Oh, no, you didn't say that. No, you didn't. Whoa. So that tells you how effective the word is. You don't want to read it because you might. All right. Can I get a sword on them? There you go. That's the sword of the spirit. Just came down. Sword just came. All right, number two. Uh-oh. If spiritual growth includes decreasing in our frequency and severity of sin. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, we're going to talk about sin this morning. People don't like to talk about sin. I want God to bless me, but I did what? So, y'all ready? So if you were watching porn 7 days a week and you talk about growing spiritual, should it have come down some? Nicole say 6 days. All right, we're going to work with 6, all right? She said, I don't want to change too fast. Okay, might go through porn withdrawals. So I don't want to change too fast. For those who don't know, we real up in this church. Okay? All right? So how long, Nicole, you think it should take? 4 days. How long should we? Another 6 weeks? Oh. Okay. Oh, go ahead. Okay. All right.
If you just got into it, you can jump out of it. If you've been doing it for years,
okay.
I think God can do anything.
Okay.
He can supersede, right. But I think it would be a challenge to go quickly.
Okay. We'll cold turkey on. All right. So just let me let you know how porn is so addictive. Sin is never satisfied. So you start out watching male to female. Then after you done did some special things, I got one child. Can I talk about it? Age-wise? So you masturbate. And all of a sudden, it takes longer the next time you watch it. Because that's normal sex, so to speak. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Normal mean male and female. So the first time that happens, there's a part of the brain that gets excited and is 6 times stronger than crack cocaine. So now what you try to do based off addiction is you're trying to chase that one time event with everything else. And you can't do it. Follow me? So now I got to find a way to add more intensity because I'm chasing that first time. So now I'm starting to look at what other kind? Bondage? What else? People don't go child porn just based off their first time. They go child porn based off them being in it for a while and trying to chase that high. So in order to do that, they keep chasing after things until child porn is where they go. You follow me? They don't start there. They start with couple to couple. Everybody got it? Say breathe. Just breathe. So every addiction we have, it starts out intense, and then we keep trying to chase it. So then you start climbing through people's windows. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Peeping Tom, because you're trying to get that. Because just remember, the Bible says sin is never satisfied. I start eating these during the morning. Of course, you got to have a cookie for break time, right? Then I eat them at night. Because sin is never satisfied. So my cookies were never satisfied. But I don't know. I haven't asked where those, what's them? Ginger snaps. Don't even know. Don't even ask about it. I turned over a new leaf. I like to mix nuts now. Okay? All right. All right? But I'm not going to make that an addiction. So whatever sin I'm into, I should be doing it less if I'm growing spiritual. Any other sins out there, guys? Whatever sin I'm into, I should be doing it less if I'm growing spiritual. All right, so what other sins out there? We talked about pornography. What else? Overeating, okay? All right. So how would overeating show itself doing less of that? And say overeating, so the mic.
Oh, overeating. How would it decrease?
Uh-huh. What would it look like? Because you said porn was from 7 to 6.
Oh, okay. Right. Thank you. Yeah, so. So maybe within the month, I'm going to take it back to women too.
Okay.
So there's certain times of the month that we may crave certain things more and may eat more. And so maybe it wouldn't be as strong. It wouldn't last the 7 days. It would last maybe 2 or 3 days.
Okay, all right. I had to sneak out of town with my wife yesterday for Valentine because our schedule is too busy for this week coming up. So we at Williamsburg and shopping, and all of a sudden I'm in there getting belts, and it's like this woman and her mother comes in, and they standing there talking, fussing about the fact the reason why you can't fit the belt is because you eat too much ice cream. and it got kind of ugly up in there. And, honey, I forgot to tell you this, but the daughter, I mean, both of them are grown. The daughter grabs the belt, puts it together, and starts whacking at her mom. And, you know, what I did was I left the store. There was a time where, you know, people playing. I didn't hang around to see what else was going to go on with the belt. When the girl grabbed the belt, she told her mama, shut up, and she folded the belt. You know how any of y'all ever got a whooping? I ain't say no spanking, a whooping. They fold that sucker up, didn't they? They go like that. And then did y'all parents talk to y'all while they whooping? How many? Why they talk to you when they whip? You're not listening. And then they told you a lie. Y'all ready for the lie?
Oh, yeah.
This gonna hurt me more than gonna hurt you. How is it gonna hurt? Come on, man. That was a lie right there, man. Just tell the truth. This gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you. No, I'm the one to feel the pain. So anyway, I left out of there. I left the belt and just left out of there because it was getting ugly. And you know, they were across from each other. You know, you had belts on this side, belts on this side. So it started out, they were on opposite side. I was over on this side. And then when I saw the girl fold that thing up and start coming around, and she whacked that mom, I said, shoo. Like that, yes, sir.
Another example, so alcoholism. So okay. Mine started with a Jell-O shot.
Jell-O shot.
Then it went to white liquor.
White liquor.
Then it went to brown liquor. Because okay. Apparently I was calmer on the brown liquor.
Okay,
all right,
all right.
Then it went to, I'm the only friend with the car, so drinking and driving.
Okay.
Then it went to, I blacked out. And okay. Then your friends telling you stories about how fun you were
okay.
the night before.
Okay.
Then you keep wanting to be fun, so you keep drinking.
Okay.
Then it goes to a whole week of alcohol where y'all drinking handles of alcohol.
Okay.
Then it goes to, coming to church. You still smell like
okay.
alcohol,
yeah.
But you came to church.
Oh, they came to church, though.
Then, years down the road, then once I got delivered, I would drink wine.
Okay.
But now, Corey can tell you, I go to Costco and get a 4-pack of sparkling cider
okay.
for $8.99. So whenever I want some wine, I'll just open the sparkling cider because that's not alcohol.
Did she explain that? Give me a sword, man. So it's gradual. Once again, you determine how fast you want to be free. See, people don't want to hear that. They want to blame God. If God was doing his job, I would be free. God, because we read where it says, has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Okay? All right? So enough of sin. Y'all okay with me moving on for sin? Because y'all don't like that stuff. Y'all don't like sin, do you? But check this out. Increasing in our practice of Christ-like qualities. Uh-oh. What's Christ-like qualities? So we should decrease in sin, but we should increase in Christ-likeness. Let's talk about what that looks like, Christ-likeness.
Showing love.
Okay. Give me an example of showing love.
Oh, boy. at work, my clients, they have behavioral disabilities.
Okay.
And, you know, they can come at me any kind of way. Sometimes nice, it's sometimes really rude.
Okay.
Call me names. I'm every name in the book, the
okay.
B, MF-er, everything.
Okay.
And after they say that, you know, I'm at the, because of coming here.
Okay.
And learning about how to respond, it just is like, okay. And when you're ready to talk about that.
Okay, go with it.
Come back to me in a minute, okay?
Okay. All right.
And they're going out the door. No. All right, but remember, when you're ready to talk,
okay.
come back because you're going to need to talk to me in order to continue on in the program.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, see, that's a boundary. A boundary says, I'm not telling you what you're going to do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Because think about it. Each one of us, when we try to tell somebody how to treat us, what they do? They're going to rebel. But I tell you what, when you cuss at me, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to stay right here. I'm going to go on. Follow me? So I never see where Christ tried to make people believe. If I'm missing it, you let me know. But he had boundaries.
Can you just actually repeat what you just said?
I don't know what to say. Hold on a second. What I say? I'm serious. When I'm in the anointing, I don't know what to say. What I say?
I'm not, you said I'm not, not telling you what to do?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm telling you what I'm going to do. Yeah, what I'm going to do. If you do this, I'm going to do this. So I didn't ask you to change. I told you what's going to happen. So I'm not going to stand there. See, you got to get rid of the mindset that Christians are walkmats, doormats. We are not. I see Jesus was one of the he was intentional. I mean, when you have the ability to call down 40 legions of angels, and there's discrepancy as to how many that would be, so I'm not even going to mess with that. But that's a whole bunch. Say a whole bunch. And then you decide, I'm not going to do it? That's a warrior. When you're going to hang up on a cross knowing you didn't do anything wrong, see, that's a warrior right there, buddy. He didn't call us to be wimps. Thank you, Jess. He didn't call us to be wimps. He called us to be warriors. So, you know, you dispel the myth that you weak and beggarly and worthless. Y'all understand? Well, you know, I'm suffering for Christ. He already suffered. I don't see suffering as that part of that promise. I mean, we just got to straighten that thing out, man. Yes, sir.
I can tell you, put a story like this. I know my father was kind of rough around the edge a little
bit. Okay, all right.
And one of his sayings was, if you stand there and argue with a fool, chances are two of y'all standing there.
Ooh. Ooh, that's good. That's good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's so. That's good. Anybody else? I mean, just put to rest that myth that you got to be walked over because you're a Christian. Set a boundary, man. Does Billy Bob deserve to have somebody like me in their life? Because Jesus left his hometown because he said, I could do no what? Mighty works. You're not willing to listen? Why am I going to keep on talking? Y'all want to test it? Somebody's not listening? Stop in the middle of your sentence and see whether they notice that you didn't stop. And they pick right back up, time for you to go. Oh, yeah, we'd like talking to you, but gotta go. Gotta go. It's freeing. Write this down. Everything that you say, you either planting or watering. But God is going to give the increase. But the reason why we keep talking is because we think we're giving the increase. It's not us. So every time we say something, we either planting or watering what someone else had already said. But it's only God that can give the increase. I mean, unless y'all are special. I know I didn't get saved the first time the invitation was made. So when somebody else brought it up to me, they were watering what somebody else had already planted. But the only reason we keep talking is because we believe that we're going to give the increase. And then the second thing we do it is because it's all about me. I want to be able to say, I led Spencer to Christ. I got Spencer healed. Because I put a little feather in my cap. So we're going to talk more about Christ-like qualities later on. Ooh, spiritual growth includes increasing in our faith and trust in God. So in order to increase in trust, I got to also increase in my faith. I know. Why we have a challenge trusting God? Because we got it all together? Why we have a challenge trusting God? We got Mike here.
Mine is because I like examples. I like being able to see progress. I want to see things. So you can't see him.
Okay,
you can't see him working.
Okay, all right.
So you're just like, God, where you at?
Okay, where
he's there.
Okay, all right. Appreciate that.
Because we want to, right, just like she said, we want it and we want it now.
Okay.
And because it doesn't come when we feel like it should come.
Okay.
Then it's like, I mean, is he really listening to me? Is he really out there doing what he said he would do? Okay. How come I ain't got it yet?
Okay, all right. Got one here and then two back here.
Yeah, I'll piggyback off Sharon. It's not on our timeline, and we so want it to be when we want it to be versus when he's going to make it happen.
Okay, all right. Not on that time.
Dealing with past disappointments, if you pray for something and it didn't happen or it didn't happen the way you thought you did, it was supposed to.
Past disappointment? Okay, Tamika?
You have to relinquish control.
Ooh, what does that look like? I mean, how we got to do that?
You can't, well, try, all right. When you do that, that means you're not trying to figure out how to do it yourself.
Okay, all right, okay. Doc, you can pass it down.
We sometimes have short memories.
Oh, really? Okay, what do you mean?
well, he delivered me from that thing. Uh-huh, he delivered me from this thing. I just don't know if he can deliver me from this thing. And I can't really remember any time that I've been delivered. And how is that going to happen? I can't see it. We just forget. And we don't rehearse our past victories. So
go ahead, Will. Hit it, man. So this young lady back here is the one that a few months ago was talking about not being good enough. And so all of a sudden next week, she come to me and said, Pastor, I need your teachings by today because I'm going to be out of town all next week traveling to different parts of the state and because they got me busy. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But she didn't know whether she was going to keep the job. But they got her traveling all over by herself because only she can do what she's been called to do. I'm just saying about rehearsing. And guys, let me just say this. Let me just get it out. Then I feel better. When some people say some special stuff, you be the one to remind them of what you saw God do in their life. Let them finish first, though. Let them finish. Let them get it all out. And then you read them the act. Well, I remember. And just go down the list. You mean tell me you don't remember that? That's your last question to him. After you run down the list about all the things God did for him, then you say, oh, what, you don't remember that? And just be quiet. But now that you can do that. Okay,
Sometimes it's like what Michelle said. For me, it's like, do I want to be delivered from whatever it is?
And why wouldn't we want to be?
Because for me, it's already built. It's freedom in that deliverance.
Okay.
And sometimes the freedom is, do I really want to be free?
Okay, got you. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's real. All right. All right, Doc.
It might be hard to trust God because we don't really know him and we don't really have a relationship with him like we would a girlfriend or sister or somebody. Okay. So not really knowing him and not really having a close relationship, you know, maybe he will or maybe he won't.
Okay.
Or maybe he's in a bad mood today.
Ooh, he in a bad mood. He mad at you, huh?
Yeah. Or maybe he didn't like the way I sounded when I said this. Okay. So I think the more we develop a relationship and get to know him, then we have more trust. At least that's what I found out.
Okay, I appreciate it. Sure.
The trust part, because we're looking at the circumstances.
Okay, what do you mean?
Like, I know how much I got paid.
Okay.
And I know how much is in my checkbook.
Okay.
I'm in my checking account. And I know what bills are coming up and need to be paid.
Okay.
And there's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem. Right. And through the fast, especially, it's like, who said something about rehearsing past victories? I have to keep reminding myself, God, I know you brought me through this.
Gotcha. Okay.
And when that fear starts to come, you know, you don't have enough. You don't have enough. You don't. And it's like, I have to tell myself, God, I trust you. Or I have to tell God, God, I trust you.
Okay, amen. So tell it to your neighbor. Wait, I'm your neighbor. And ask them. Say, is trust really about me being in control? Trust really about me being in control? Is that what I'm afraid of? What'd your neighbor say? How many neighbors said it's about control? So this side's still holding over here. Okay. That's what it comes down to, guys. We know better than God. Come on now. And God, if I was you, I would have did it like this. That's all it is, Bonnie. It's a control issue. We want to be in control. Because if we were God, we would do it different. If we were God, it'd be a whole lot of people dead. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. Yeah. Yes, sir. Look. You heard the mic right here. Monty say yes. Monty, what you say?
Yes.
They would be dead. Why? Yes. Why would they?
I would
be dead?
Make changes.
Okay. All right. There you go. What would you do, Monty? What would you do? Give it back to Mike. Okay. Monty, what would you do? What changes would you make?
I would just go down the list.
Okay, all right.
I would
would just be like, you do this, poof, you're gone.
Okay, all right.
You know, but I would tell them why.
Okay,
first,
you tell them before.
And then say,
okay.
Poof.
Okay, you go.
You know, just make changes.
Okay.
Alter little things
okay.
here.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Simple.
All right, okay. Woo, thank God, God is God. Okay. You had your hand up.
I don't think, for me, it's trust.
Okay.
I think it's being used to doing something so long.
Okay.
And then trying to make that transformation of doing it the right way.
Okay. All right, okay.
So I've been doing it for
so long, you're used to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so natural.
Okay, natural.
And
okay.
Now this is new to me, so
okay.
It takes a while for you to make that full transformation.
Okay, all right.
It's a process.
Process, okay. Porter?
I think that we do so many things just, it's so commonplace.
Uh-huh.
So you go through your day-to-day, and you may not be conscious of what God is doing for you
okay.
in those moments. And I was reminded of that. I listened to a guy that had been, he was wrongfully convicted of a murder, and he spent 12 years in prison. And when he got out, he said, I was coming to do this interview, and I was caught in traffic.
Okay.
And I stopped and said, I'm thankful that I can be inconvenienced.
Ooh.
I'm thankful that I have keys,
okay.
That I do have a car, you know,
okay.
things like that,
okay.
that. We do stuff on a normal basis, and we don't realize
okay.
the magnitude of it, you know.
Okay. All right. Thanks for sharing. Yeah.
I know for me, it was years ago, I used to smoke.
Okay.
And I changed. I gave up cigarettes because it was important to me.
Okay.
Because, to make a long story short, my son was about to be born.
Uh-huh.
And his mother told him, so you're not going to smoke around a child.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
That was more important to me than a cigarette.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it all depends on how it's important
okay.
it is to you, whether
okay.
or not you want to make a change.
Okay, all right. Anybody else? So y'all stretch out your hand towards Monty and thank God that she's not God. No, I'm just joking. And aren't you glad? I'm glad. No. I appreciate y'all, guys. All right, let's do our creed.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.